Haven't we spent the last week or so, because of the Sportsman of the Year Award, because of the gold medal over the summer, because of the finals MVP, because of the championship, because of the regular season MVP, haven't we spent the last several months, and specifically the last week, well, how high can he get? Is he Michael? Can he ever touch Michael? And you're telling me he's not motivated after one championship, or a team that he plays on isn't motivated? Now, I'm not accusing him of not being motivated. He put up tremendous numbers yesterday, and even the loss to the Wizards put up a triple-double. But you're going to tell me that a team that LeBron James plays on isn't motivated, and we're going to compare him to a guy like Kobe Bryant, who always plays motivated, a guy like Michael Jordan always plays motivated?
Right. The proof is in the pudding. When you go lose to Washington, you lose the New York Knicks without Carmelo Anthony, you almost lose to the Spurs without their big three, and that's something they're going to have to work on. They have to have that killer instinct. When you talked about the Kobe Bryants and the Michael Jordan, their teams, if they were supposed to beat you, they beat you. And that's one thing I love about those two guys, so competitive. And, just looking at LeBron and the Heat, they let one get away last night.
Yeah, certainly. And here's the Chris Bosh explains it for us. I mean, I wish he had told us before the game so we didn't have to watch it. Chris Bosh says, it's impossible to have that same fire and motivation and hunger. The hunger changes and we don't have the same motivation. We have to find different motivations. I mean, is this something you want to be hearing from an NBA basketball player who's being paid somewhere around $17 million a year?
No, sir. And he need to go out and read Magic Johnson book, a Kobe Bryant book, and a Michael Jordan book. There's no way in the world. That's why that was separated them and made those guys so special. It is a way you get motivated. You got to find something that motivates you, and the great ones did it. Magic did it. Kobe did it, and Jordan did it.
I mean, Kobe just got done telling us for the last 3 or 4 days, after getting 30,000 points, that he still finds ways to get motivated. I mean, Jordan
right.
made up excuses to get motivated, and Chris Bosh is telling us that the team overall can't stay motivated. Now, LeBron's too intelligent to come out with a quote like that, because, you know, if LeBron said that this morning, forget about it. It'd be all over the papers, not just down in Miami, be up in New York City. It'd be in a little small town in Lincoln, Nebraska, somewhere,
right.
Just chastising LeBron for saying that. But still, to me, indefensible.
It is. And, we hold the Miami Heat at a certain level. When those guys came together with the big three, with Heat, Wade, and Chris Bosh. LeBron, Wade, and Chris Bosh. I mean, we expected nothing but greatness. Okay, they failed the first year. Then they come back and win last year. And it's like, okay, here they go. Watch out now. They can run off 3 or 4 championships in a row. And then you see games like the Washington game and the Spurs. And you look at the game against the Knicks. That's something they'll have to figure out. And they have to nip that in the butt, man. Because when you're that team, you have to go out and perform and put on a show every night.